Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, when we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we're going to play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we're going to play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bud. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh-wee.
What up? Guess who it is? It's DJ Letty Let, Miss Unbelievable for Wet Wednesday. Y'all know how I get down. I'll be spinning all the hot new music, old school, new school, mixed school. We got it. We playing it for you tonight. Yes, I am. I want you to put it in your arsenal, your love-making arsenal. That arsenal that gets you doing things that even Jesus will turn his head on. I'm just saying. But tonight is the night for sexy conversation. Yeah, baby. And sexy music. I hope y'all ready for tonight. I hope y'all ready for couples music. I hope you ready for all kind of music that's going to get you, you know, where you need to get to tonight. And that's nasty. You know what I'm saying? Nasty. And if you ain't going to get nasty, you may not want to listen to this tonight. But I do want you to be here. So listen, call us in 563-999-3411. What's the topic? You know, what nasty means to you and how nasty do you like it? Some people may not want to like nasty. Some people may like nasty. But what's your level of nasty? From 1 to 10. 10 being the nastiest, and 1 being I'm a prude. Yes. So like I said, comment for tonight. What does it mean to you? What is your rating? The chat line is open, so you can chat with me as well. I'll let you know who the sponsors are coming up here. But it's Wet Wet Wednesday. Vibe. How nasty are you? Rate yourself from 1 to 10. I'm DJ Litty Lit, Miss Unbelievable, one of the mom stars. And yeah, let's get it with Nasty, Little Ball, Jacquees, and Tank. I'm going to set off about 3 or 4 songs, and then y'all come back with my lovely voice, Miss Unbelievable. Yes, Nasty, it's time to get nasty. Yeah, wet, Wednesday, panty snatchers all night. Let's get it. Oh, I'm coming for the draws. To drop off and let's get ready. Yeah, baby. You ready to get what?
Straight
we all, baby. Girl, you know my preferences. So if you come and I'ma need references, yeah. You know I'm choosy with acceptances. Baby, you ain't gotta sweat, cause I know it's always wet. Legs suspended, back extended, forward thinking, dick all in it. Thighs on shoulders, late night yoga. This is why you coming over and over again. Hanging off the bed like an ornament, or the ottoman. I don't give a fuck if you got a man, if you swallowing. I wanna get nasty. I think it's time we get. I'ma break you off if you take it off. I'm bound to get nasty. I think it's time we get nasty. Don't keep it classy, bitch. Keep it nasty.
to get the hymen. When you taking this 9-inch, don't bite it. Suck the pussy from the back, maybe I can get behind it. Cause I'm fine with anything and everything. Sloppy is the only way. Top it off, I go for rounds. I'm lying, bitch, I'm going down. Legs suspended, back extended. Forward thinking, dick all in it. Thighs on shoulders, late night yoga. This is why you coming over and over. Hanging off the bed like an ornament or the automate. I don't give a fuck if you got a man. If you're swallowing, I wanna get nasty. I know you get nasty. I only want it if it's nasty. Girl, take it all. I'ma break you off if you take it all. I'm down to get.
But I get her up on some inside. Put it on my tongue, got your tongue tied. Coming every day like a sunshine. Heard you nasty, heard you freaky with it. The way you ride it, get a speeding ticket. Once I got it, window seat up in it. I don't plan it till I see you finish. Body language going open up. Girl, you're wetter than the ocean front. Got the vitamin D, soak it up. Rubbing cocoa butter till you're coconut. Did I stutter, baby girl, you know what's up. This the way that I be showing love. Now for the both of us, baby, hurry up, I want a kiss.
Yeah.
Wow.
She said she like it when I'm nasty. So I'ma give her what she asked for. Beat the pussy in the backseat. And she gon' suck it till her torso. Yeah, 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 yeah. Drinking your juice like the liquor. I eat that pussy for breakfast. Shot that peach up like a blender. She feel me deep in her chest. Top of the moon, she give me top. I be so deep in her neck. I be so deep, she be wet. We take the sheets out the bed. We take the sheets out the bed. I took you home from the party. I took the clothes off your body. I made you come and you come and you come. Dug in that pussy, you run and you run. When I'm nasty, don't even care. Pull it if it's fake or you're real ass. I don't know if that's fake or real back there. But it's like I'm on a pill, I get you true. You know you always will. Remember me. You know your walls won't forget. You know your walls will. Remember me. You know your walls won't forget. She said she like it when I'm nasty. Got my hands round her neck. So I'ma give her what she asked for. Ain't no telling what's next. Beat the pussy in the backseat. Whole lot of rough sex. And she gon' suck it till her torso. Incredible neck. Yeah, 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 yeah. Drinking your juice like the liquor.
Yeah.
I eat that pussy for breakfast.
Yeah.
Shot that peach up like a blender.
Peaches.
She feel me deep in her chest. Top of the moon, she give me top. I be so deep in her neck. I be so deep, she be wet. We take the sheets out the bed. Up in that pussy like I thought it was a dress. She let me do whatever while I'm digging out. Hang her head off the bed, told her keep it right there. I fuck her face, she let me spit all in her mouth. Then I put my fingers in her holes in her nose. Pretty motherfucker, suck her soul right out. I got that pussy on my lips like chapstick. I beat that pussy like my grandma did back it. You know your walls won't forget. You know your walls will. Remember me. You know your walls won't forget. She said she like it when I'm nasty. I told her sit on my face. So I'ma give her what she asked for. Let a nigga get a taste. Beat the pussy in the backseat.
Backseat, my D.
And she gon' suck it till the jaws come.
Do it like a real freak.
That pussy for breakfast. Chop that peach up like a blender. She feel me deep in her chest. Top of the moon, she give me top. I be so deep in her neck. I be so deep, she be wet. We take the sheets off the bed. Up in that pussy like I thought it was a dress. I be so deep, she be wet. Thought it was a dress. Up in that pussy like I thought it was a dress. I be so deep, she be wet. We take the sheets out the bed. We take the sheets out the bed.
Y'all ready for Big Miss Nasty? Tank featuring Dice, Ty Dolla Sign, and Trey Songz. When we telling you now, this is how I'm getting down tonight.
You know your walls will.
Yeah, baby.
Me. You know your walls will. Forget, you know your walls will. Remember me, you know your walls won't. Forget,
you know your walls will.
Remember me,
you know your walls won't.
Forget,
walls will.
Remember me,
walls will.
Got my fingers in that pussy like a gun. You so pretty, girl, I love to watch you come. She go crazy, she go stupid, she go dumb. She bring her friends, cause with her homies ain't no fun. No position, but she want it in the backseat. Fucking with her, fuck around and get her assy. Can't be shy, girl, that's my name.
Monifa, let's get it. Ooh wee.
Baby, you know what I want you to do? I want you to take this warm peach and put it inside me. Taste it so I can cream.
Peaches and cream.
Oh.
Sweet and sensual.
Touch me right there.
Yeah, that's Monifa, Peaches and Cream. I'm Miss Liddy Lit. Yes, DJ Liddy Lit on the ones and twos for tonight. Getting you set up for anything you want to do. You know, if you want to get nasty tonight, you know, that's what I'm here to help you with. You know, set that sexy mood, set that music right. You know what I'm saying? But to do that, I got to introduce our sponsors. And our sponsors are the Solar Mystique's author, Miss Unbelievable, E. to the K. That is me. You can find my books, apparel, journals over at SolarMystique.com, Monster U.S. Apparel. If you want to say nasty all up on your chest, customized, go to MonsterUSApparel.GoDaddySite.com and order. And it's custom just for you. Picasso Painting for all your indoor-outdoor needs. Elite Sway Management and eMonster.com for any DJs or hosting gigs you may want. Now, how you reach us? Like I said, I gave you some for some, but I didn't give you some for all. You can go to MonsterRadio.com. You can give us an inbox at Monster Radio Facebook. You go to MonsterRadio.com and it'll take you to our pages, Miss Unbelievable's page, Jazzy B's page, and DJ Monster's page, and you can talk to us that way. Mind you, we have a 24-hour music stream on our Monster page, too. Banging music. After 12, you'll hear music like this to get you rocking, 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 rocking. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Okay, and you know what? Being that it is Wet, Wet Wednesday, I'm going to put some Adina Howard on. Yeah, I'm going old school, new school, because that's what I do. It's all about the music and a little bit of conversation coming up with me. But you know what? I want to keep y'all rocking. I don't want y'all to be like, ugh, I hear Miss Unbelievable in my thoughts as I'm rocking. I mean, I can be the third wheel if you want me to. So y'all know what level my nasty is. Let's get it. Let's go. Say my name. Liddy Lit, Miss Unbelievable. Yeah, baby. Not all slow, but definitely, definitely. Let's go. In the house. 5-3-9-9-9-4-1-1.
I wanna freak in the morning, a freak in the evening.
right, bringing it back to Wet Wet Wednesday. Looks like I got somebody who want to join in. 562-826. Who this?
Hey, it's Cali Girl. What's going down?
Hi,
it's
Cali.
Unbelievable. How are you?
What's going? You know what? I'm good. You know, it's Wet Wet Wednesday, and you know how we like to do it up in here, you know?
Yes. Yes, I had the alarm. The alarm went off at 5 o'clock, so I know it's time to call in. And I turned the alarm off, and I'm just sitting here listening to music. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. I was supposed to call in. See, I'm all off and late. I apologize.
Listen. Here's the topic for today. You ready?
Yeah.
What's your freak level? 10 being you nasty. And 1 being approved. What's your nasty level? I'm talking nasty. And when you get to that number, tell me how you derived at that life little number. All right? So I'm going to let you think about it. And while you're thinking about it, I'm going to put on some Blackstreet Deep. And then when we come back, we're going to go up into those deep numbers. You ready? Is that enough time?
Yep, I'm ready. Yeah.
All right, here we go, Blackstreet Deep. Once again, the question is, what's your nasty level? 10 being, ooh, wee, you nasty. 1 being approved. And then all the others in between. Here we go, Blackstreet Deep. Wet, wet Wednesday. Let's go. y'all like that? Y'all like that? Deep Black Street, bringing us back. All right, so we know the question. On your nasty level, not freak level, because nasty and freak is two different things. On your nasty level, what do you rank at? One being approved, 10 being nasty. And then tell me why you got there. Callie. I said, Callie.
Well, I'm here.
What's
I had to make sure I'm muted.
What's
Let's
your name?
See.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hot. Okay, because it's been 10 years since I've done it. No, it's been 10 years that I've done it. So it will be a 10 because it'll be the last person I was with was my 2 daughters' father.
Okay,
and he's
okay,
nasty,
okay.
So it was a 10.
Okay.
But I needed it.
You needed that 10?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I need another. I need a whole lot of 10s.
So you like 10s, huh?
Yeah.
Now, what made his nasty a 10 for you? Come on, Callie. Now, you know, we like to elaborate. We like to elaboration. Come
yeah.
on. Now, elaboration.
See, I like to get choked
when
I like to get choked.
Okay.
You know, when we're having sex. You
yeah.
know. But not to where
mm-hmm.
I'm going to pass out. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
You know, like they control you, but not really control you. Like, do as I say. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
But not where, you know, you're going to kill me.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm about a 9.5-ish. I don't put myself at a 10 because 10 means, you know, you'll let somebody pee on you and do all that kind of stuff. You know, I ain't.
Oh, no, they
that.
Can't pee on me. No.
Okay. So I'm about a 9, to like real close to a 10. I like, you know, adding toys and adding, I wouldn't say people because I'm so stingy, but I like to do it anywhere, you know, anytime, outdoors, indoors, at just like places maybe you can get caught. Come naked, no clothes. You know what I'm just saying? Just show up with just a towel
mm-hmm.
on or a coat on. You know, touching in while we're in the car, and car full of folks. Sneaking off, you know, when we're at your people's house. You know, ain't no place off limits, you know. Having just, you know, that moment of thrill that, you know, you're nasty is nasty, you know. Suck them up anywhere. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
I agree. The peeing, no. That's a no-go.
Yeah. Now, I could see accidentally in the shower after we had done and, you know, you couldn't control it. That's something different because we in the shower, it go down a drain. But just to lay down, do some R. Kelly stuff, yeah, now that's nasty. But now you can, you know.
Yeah.
All in my face. You know, you can ejaculate all in my face, you know, because I can wipe that off. No big thing. You know, you could ejaculate on my breast. You know, you could ejaculate anywhere. That's
right.
No big thing because I can wash off. I guess, you know, maybe even, but you can't just pee. Like, that's just not what's up. That's
yeah.
just not what's
so
up.
So can I
you
ask
know.
You a question?
Yes, go right ahead. This is where
we're okay. I've never had a man make me squirt. But from what I'm hearing, squirt is pee. Is that correct?
See, okay. It's a watery substance. So it's a mixture of water and pee and cum, you know, at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's all of it. So because it's so it hits at a different spot and it squirts all over the place. It's more
mm-hmm.
runnier than it runs like a faucet, more or less than, you know, after you have sex and, you know, that ejaculation comes and it's that nice, soft, you know, warm feeling. It's just the
mm-hmm.
squirt of that warm feeling going out because he's hitting he's hitting the G spot mostly is when you'll squirt.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But it's a mixture.
So I was kind of confused on that one because everybody's saying, you know.
Yeah, it is. You know, anything that comes out your body is going to be mixed with a little pee. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just a wet stuff, you know, coming out. But
right.
Now it, instead of it just like running down, it just squirts out. That's it. And it's a mixture. So it ain't like it's a nasty thing. It's something exciting for the man if you ever squirt. Because he knows he done hit a spot that most people don't even know how to get to or get to it but may lose rhythm or may not know how to continue because they get theirs first. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's
okay.
Something that you can do yourself, you know, with the masturbation as well. So it's like nothing like, oh, my God, you know, you can finger yourself and you can get it. And then it just, instead of running, it just squirts all over the place. It's almost like when a man, you know,
okay.
Can ejaculate and just, you know, have his dick and it just gets all over you. Same thing, that same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I always wondered because, you know, I've never had that happen to me. So, you know, when you Google thing, Google tells you all kinds of crazy stuff. I stopped Googling stuff because I Googled something. I wasn't feeling good and I Googled something and I thought I was dying. So I stopped Googling.
Yeah, you know, sometimes
Google
has
Google,
your answers.
I don't Google, I'd rather just ask you.
Yeah, some Google things, you know, have the answer that you're looking for, and some just be like, no, that ain't, that's too much. But then you got to remember, what are you asking? What's the question that you're asking? So if you ask it in different ways, then you'll get different questions, different answers. So,
right.
Yeah. So yeah, just know it's a mix.
Okay.
And like I said, it's something that guys definitely want to hit. Like, if they ever hit that, especially with that squishy sound that go along with it. Yeah, he's going nuts. He will want to come back with that squishy and the wet all the time. So, and then it's really just releasing and relaxing of your body that will happen too. Because if you are tense or, you know, nervous or whatever and you ain't just released your body to feel everything, then you
mm-hmm.
can stop that sensation from happening as well. Yeah. So.
Okay.
You definitely can control that. Girl, yes, it's unbelievable. Yes, I told you mine's at a 9.5 and 3/4 working on them. You know. So right now, I'm doing a little old school mix right now. I got some Jodeci, Freaking You, and then we'll come back. You know.
I better put myself on mute.
From Miss Unbelievable. So she may have another one come back. You know, this may be couch therapy. You know, Miss Unbelievable. Couch girl. Yes, let's go. Jodeci, Freaking You. Y'all like that? Yeah, because I'm telling you, I'm doing draw snatching and panty dropping tonight. All night on Wet Wet Wednesday. DJ Litty Lit, Miss Unbelievable, and Cali Girl. Let's go.
I wanna freak you. I wanna freak you.
Yeah.
What's your level of nasty from 1 to 10? We got a couple 10s between me and Callie. I got somebody else ready to join us. I think it's a girl's night. I think this is Anonymous. Let me see. Anonymous, is you?
It is me, your favorite.
Okay. So, you hear the question. And so, what's your level? 1 being approved, and 9. And 10.
See, right
well,
now,
10.
I think I'm approved. Right now, I think I'm approved, but I wouldn't say that I'm really nasty at all. I said more, I'm more adventurous.
Okay.
Than nasty. So if we can put those together, you know, then I'd probably be like, you know, well, in my olden days, let's say that. My olden days, I was pretty much close to, yeah, like you said, 9.5, 9, somewhere in there. So, you know, it's like, I don't mind people in the room. I don't mind if somebody might join, especially if it's another guy. I ain't did it yet. I've tried. I got close to it, but I was already painted, so it didn't happen. You know? You know, so I'd be more of an adventurous person, you know, hang a string off the ceiling or off the door and let me fly around that sucker.
Okay. And that's, like I said, that's more of a freak level. You know what I'm saying? Because there is a difference, you know, from being freaky and nasty.
Yeah. I like to do it in different places and different things, and spectators are always great. It makes it more fun. So, you know, it's, yeah, outside don't matter, daytime, nighttime don't matter to me.
Right.
Things of that nature. Like you said, we ain't doing the pee thing, and I don't like the food thing, and toys, oh yeah, we can get down with toys. That's fine. I got all them kind of toys, so.
Right.
I think I'd be more of an adventurous nasty over just like gushy, icky, nasty. Because, you know, there's different levels of nasty, too.
Right. So, to just be, Callie girl, you had a lot going on in the background, so that's why I muted you, but I'll bring you back in. Let's give them understanding. What's the difference between freaky and nasty? If you're freaky, you're playing around. If you are nasty, you let me stick stuff in your mouth, stick stuff, you know, in your behind. So, yeah, that's like the freaky is, you know, you're at the point where it's just fun. You know what I'm saying? It's like fun. And it's adventurous. And you express it in different ways. You know, you're more hands-on and you'll do bad things, but not to the point where it's going to, like, cross your mental, your boundaries or your whatever. Nasty is when you just don't care. Like, you just like, I'm just going to get it in, like I said, anywhere, any place, basically.
Right. Gotcha. So, yeah. It's a little bit of all of it, you know. It depends on who you're with and time of day and if you're drinking. You get a couple
with
of drinks, I'm going to be like 9.
Yeah, well, you know, anything with alcohol to get you liberated will get you to the nasty, past the freaky.
Alcohol make you do things you wouldn't do when you're sober.
Oh, what would be that? What would be that? Because, you know, I'm just nosy. What would be that, Callie? You can't say statements like that and don't elaborate. I'm telling you right now, this is Wet Wet Wednesday. Okay?
Meaning, like, is you the guy and another girl and another guy? You know what I mean? Like that. Stuff that I normally wouldn't do because I like it one-on-one.
And I just don't, you know what I mean? And so when I get alcohol, I'm like more vulnerable to do things I normally wouldn't do.
Okay, so we are all, ladies will agree that alcohol takes you to nasty. Non-alcohol leaves you a freak. Can we agree on that?
We can agree on that.
Okay. Now, what about, I don't know if you guys love your herbal substance. Does your herbal substance help you in any way between the arrow between freaky and nasty?
The what? I got lost.
The smoking. Mm-hmm. Okay. Does the smoking of the weed or eating edibles or anything like that take you from levels of freak to nasty?
I don't do that, so I couldn't say yes or no, but if a man does it, it depends on the man. There's some men when they're high and it's just like, what the hell am I doing this for? But then there's other men that can control it better, and it actually does take them, like, to that cloud of fun. Just like with drinking even, there's some guys, I don't want to have sex with you when you're drunk.
You don't like drunk sex?
It depends on the drunk sex.
Kelly, you got a lot going on back there, so I'm going to mute you again, okay?
Sorry, I had to put the rice on for my son for dinner. Sorry about that. I forgot to mute it. It was like the water was boiling. So let me go do it. So sorry, I apologize.
Okay. So what were you saying, Janae?
Anonymous. We gonna fight.
My bad. I'm sorry, Anonymous. You know, government name. That's don't remember, y'all. My bad.
Maybe.
Anonymous.
My bad.
It's your level of drunk and your level of high.
Okay. If you're just, am I just want to have sex? No, that's not fun for me.
If you're drunk and giddy and happy, yeah, that's a different kind of sex. Same with
what I found.
If you herbal substance is going. If you can't keep your eyes open, how the hell are you going to find the hole?
Well, that's not all necessarily true. You know.
Yeah, it is, because you find it. If you can't find it, then we got a problem.
You ain't going to help them find the hole? Like,
Because she already went and ready to go. You can't find it? No, I'm out of teaching faith. I don't teach no more. You got to find it. If you can't find it, then you out of luck. I'll make myself come at that point.
Okay. I know for me, you know, drunk or high, it just makes me just want to just, I just lose all. Like, I really get into a calm mode where I just like to enjoy it all. Like, I'm just at a point where, what are we doing? And I agree to everything. Yeah, I do that. Yeah. It's like everything is okay. And they could be like asking me to do something crazy. I'd be like, yeah, that sounds fun. Yeah, let's do that. I remember, I can't remember, but I kind of pieced some pieces together. Because you never go to Denver. But I was in Denver and I had some Pop Rockets edibles. Now, y'all know the Pop Rockets are the ones that be popping and, you know, sizzling and all that in your mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, usually with Pop Rockets, you just, put them in your mouth, right? So I decided on the penis, right? And suck with the Pop Rockets. Now, imagine Pop Rockets on a penis going off in your mouth. It was It was the most loveliest thing, right? But it was like if I was sober or, you know, not high, I would have thought about it just being a crazy idea, right?
for me at least, because mm-hmm. the pop rockets is going off in your mouth, like left to right. Every stop, pop, 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 pop. So in your cheeks popping and your stuff. But it was a lovely thing. Lovely thing. If I was, like I said, if I wasn't high, I probably, you know. And then I have another story. Nothing like testimonies. I remember when I was in Colorado, Denver, Jesus. Some of the things I remember, some don't. And I was like, you know, he was the person I was with was rolling up a joint. And I was like, oh, I should come over there and fuck you up while you rolling. You know, you licking and I'm licking. Guess what happened? Now I'm up licking as he licking. I'm like, see, if I was sober minded, I don't know how much that much licking would have went on. You know. Every chance, you know, you get, you just, I'm like, wait a minute, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm licking a lot, boy. I'm licking a lot, you know. But it is what it is. And for me, it was relaxing. So I was like, oh, this is great. Let me, oh, this is. And then, of course, you know, I was eating the edibles that got you even more nastier. I would suggest not doing that, because if you ain't got nobody who's freaky with you like that, you're going to be mad, because, like, literally, you, every chance you get, you like a is it a jackrabbit? Yeah. Yeah.
He was uncontrollable, huh?
Man, I was misunbelievable for real, for real. What's my name? Oh, what's my name? You, to the windows, to the walls, you heard my name. This is my name. But I'm going to throw in another song. We're just going to have some more fun time with the girls. This is an indie artist here from Minnesota. His name is Jess Will. Closer. And then I think I'm going to throw in some Justin Bieber Yummy, and then we'll come back with some more girl talk. How y'all like that?
All right.
All right. All right. It's Wet Wet Wednesday, and you guys have entered into the archives. So when we enter the archives, y'all already know there's no hoes bars back in there. All right. So here's Closer, Just Will, with the girls, Anonymous and Cali Girl.
Again, I wanna go way back to back where we were friends. You were the first, love, the second, I'm alive. You're the future that facilitated in my heart and love and love. Wanna get closer, closer.
Bringing it back, y'all. We just having a girl chat right now. You know how we do it, Wet Wednesday style. There's no scripts to this. We just here having some fun, talking about how nasty versus freaky and your rape and when you get nasty when you're drinking or using the tweeds. So, ladies, we're bringing it back. And we were saying just how alcohol. Miss Anonymous says she didn't like drunk sex. Cali girl, do you like drunk sex? I know it don't matter for me. What about you, Anonymous? You said you don't like it. It don't matter for me.
No, I don't like I'm fucked up sex. Now, if I'm fucked up, when he fucked up, that's not right.
I don't like that sloppy, you know, after you like that.
Yeah.
Don't know what you're doing kind. You know what I'm saying? That.
Yeah, that's it. When you want to kiss me, you're leaving a puddle and shit. No, I don't like that.
Oh, you're leaving a puddle in my mouth and stuff like that? Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
And you
that's
just kissing
cute.
All over my face and you can't even take your clothes off. And yeah, that's
I
not
feel like
that,
my
I don't like
neat.
That.
It's got to be neat for me. I'm sorry.
It's gotta be
I don't want. It's got to be neat. I don't want you to come down on my toes and shit.
I don't bother that. I don't bother, you know, if you're drunk, you want to start sucking on my toes and start sucking everywhere. See, I don't bother that. I don't like the fact when you don't know what you're doing and it's just, like, messy. Like, there's no rhythm to it. And you know there ain't going to be no rhythm when you start stroking. And then he'll just fall on you because, you know, now he don't fill out.
Now we on that same page. Drunk sex is fine. When you fucked up and don't know what the hell you're doing, then I got a problem.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna let you start. I'm just gonna rub your back to sleep because you know that'll work. You know I'm gonna treat you like you're a pet. No. We'll go night night. Go night night. You know. Go night night. You don't want none. Go night night. You know.
Yeah, right. You know, drinking is fun. Now, if I'm fucked up, I got different levels of being fucked up. You know, when I'm fucked up, I can sit and have a great time. But the, most of the times when I'm really fucked up, I tell you, I'm fucked up, don't touch me. Everything you want.
Now, that's the fun one, because then you're just... everything goes at that time. Anything and everything goes.
just about everything goes still. You know, I still have my little quirks of things I gotta, you know. Like I have one guy, like he always liked to invite a couple in. Whereas, okay, you can invite the couple in, but they can't touch me. We're just having group sex. You stay in your corner, but I'm in my corner. So that was fine. And then half the time I was always blindfolded too, so you definitely can't touch me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
now, how did you know that the touch was different?
The man has a specific touch.
Okay.
And I know the touch.
See, now, if I'm blindfolded and I'm in that situation, I don't think I would mind who's touching me. You know what I'm saying?
Nope, my sense is even heightened.
As long as, like, if I like that person that came in the room, though. But if I didn't like the person that came in the room or the person or the couple, I would be like, yeah, no. But if I thought, you know, I would like, yeah, just as long as I don't have to do it, y'all go right ahead. Just go right ahead. But that's, you know, that's the level of, you know, nasty versus freaky, you know, you'll get. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
mm-hmm.
And then I'll be like, can I judge who's best? And I'll be like putting up number three, number two, number one, you know, not to be funny, but, you know, just to be like, okay, you know, yeah, I got issues.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all pray for me. Yeah.
We know you now have issues. Yes, you do.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do. Like, we all know. It's okay, though. But that's freaky. Now, I'm not trying to say I'm bad at this point right now, but, you know, everybody had, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, right now,
right.
I'm probably at a, like, 3 or 4 right now, you know. But it could get to a 10 real quick and fast in a hurry. You know what I'm saying? Because it's in there.
Sorry,
you know?
I had a little one running around here.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm going to put Justin Bieber on the yummy. Is there any last words you would like to say, Anonymous, as we leave out of our Wet, Wet Wednesday Girl Talk archives after dark?
Say my name, but not on the radio.
yeah, my bad, Anonymous, my bad. I would say, hey, you guys, there's nothing like knowing your nasty level and knowing the difference between nasty and freaky. And if you do use any type of extra booze or alcohol or weed to put you in those set of mindsets, just remember that it's the partner that you chose. And still, if you say no, it's no. But if your yes is yes, then have fun. Do what you do. Take it to the 10 and beyond, okay? I hope you enjoy the music lineup we have for you tonight. You definitely can tell me what your nasty level is on the monstar.com page and comment there. 1 being approved, 10 being nasty. Thank you to our sponsors once again, Monster US Apparel, Picasso Painting, Elite Clay Management, E-Monster, and the Solomy Speaks. So, honor and a pleasure. See you guys tomorrow for Thursday, Karma Cafe, and Friday for Friday Night Live. And I'm going to just leave you with peace, more hair grease, and Justin Bieber yummy, just a little bit, because everything is yummy. Have a good night, y'all. Peace. Be safe and be blessed.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy.
Did it work on my way?
Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, babe. Any day, any day.
Did it work?
Number one, yeah, every time I come around, you get it done.
50-50, love the way you split it. 100 racks on me, spin it, babe. Light a match, get lit it, babe.
That jet set, watch the sunset, kinda, yeah, yeah.
Rolling eyes back in my head, make my time.
girl, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy.
Should've worked on my way. Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, babe. Any night, any day.
Should've worked. Control of myself, I'm compromised. You're incriminating, no disguise. And you ain't never running low on supplies. 50-50 love the way you split it. 100 racks on me, spin it, babe. Light a match, get lit it, babe.
Take jet set, watch the sunset, kinda. Yeah, yeah.
Rolling eyes back in my head, make my toes curl, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum. On with a smile on my face.